Begin transmission.
Listening to Incorrect Times here on Anon Radio. Coming up next at 1930 UTC, the Dubious Goals Committee. Wait, it is 1930 UTC, so this must be the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here wondering if there's any more tea left in this carafe. Yes, there is. Hooray. I'm winning. I'm winning once again today because I am drinking the Da Hong Pao. To try to clear my sinuses, which are still giving me a problem. Oh, it's so good. So, yeah. Oh, fun sinuses today. Okay, so, yeah. We need to do something else really quick, don't we? Yes, we do. We need to go to the numbers. So, let us ask very politely this numbers lady.
Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 255, number 263. Number 327, number 462, number 449, number 549. Thank you.
You are welcome. Oh. Numbers lady sounded a little weird there at the end when she said thank you. I hope she doesn't have coronavirus. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing today. Absolutely nothing. Just sitting around, drinking tea, and wondering if the world is going to end. The only reason I wonder is because last night I went to the grocery store. Just because I needed, you know, just some of the usual staples. I had to get some sugar and some butter, and some graham crackers. And a couple of other odds and ends. What else did I get? I don't remember. Oh, I was going to get some bread. But they didn't have any. At least they didn't have my bread. It was very strange because... What time did I go there? Oh, I got there before they started doing their restocking. So I got there before 9 o'clock p.m. I was there between 8:30 and 9. There was still a lot of people in the store, and there were enough people that the lines at the three checkout counters were three people deep with people with baskets that were completely full. So I think we've got some panic buying going on. As I walked through the store, the shelves were decimated. Well, you know, not quite decimated. Decimated literally means reduced to a tenth, reduced to 10%. These shelves were not decimated. These shelves at best were, at about 60 to 70%. Almost half the stuff on the shelves was gone. I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen grocery shelves that empty since last year when the other grocery store was closing. Oh, we're not restocking our shelves because we're closing. Okay. I sort of got worried there. It looked like this grocery store was closing too. And they've changed their hours recently. I've mentioned this before, but they used to be open 24 hours a day. Now they're only open until midnight. So how am I going to do my 2 a.m. shopping now? I'm going to have to go to another store. Good tea. Such good tea. Yeah, so I hope I didn't go get coronavirus when I went to the store last night. Oh, brother.
Okay, now we gotta sit down. Oh, hi. Yes, of course, right when I'm trying to sit down. Oh, hi. Who's a good kitty? Pippa shows up, and it's time to do some kitty business. Yay, so let's get the blankie ready. Ow. My hip is hurting today. Come on, you're on the wrong side of the banky. Get on top of the banky, not underneath the banky. Okay, we figured it out, and who smells a little bit stinky? Is that me, or is that you? It smells more like digested duck, so it's probably you, because I don't eat ducks. All right, so here we are. I'm sitting here in front of the TV. Hooray. And I'm watching the Weather Channel to find out that it is 42 degrees outside. It's not very warm. It's not very cold either, but it's right there in that middle sort of range that is not convenient. It's very wet outside still from all the snow that is melting. I thought it was supposed to be warm this week. And now they're telling me this week, Wednesday, 60 degrees, but raining. What day is this? What day is this, Pippa? This is like Monday. And then on the weekend, it's going to go back to being cold and rainy. Okay, well, this is good news and bad news. This means it's probably going to be too cold to go outside for a little while. But the good news is, and this means we're going to get lots of moisture. Lots of early spring moisture, rain, and snow, but hopefully it'll warm up and it'll just be rain, and hopefully all this rain will soak into the ground and not just go running off the surface, because this is what we need for mushrooms. Mushroom season is rapidly approaching. We're close. There is no absolutely defined start or end to the season. So I can't tell you exactly how far out we are from mushroom season, but it's a couple of weeks. It's probably 3 weeks at the earliest. So, yeah, we've got some waiting to do. And today we're not going outside because it's cold and it's kind of windy. I don't know if it's too windy, but with this kind of temperature and wetness and wind, it's going to be unpleasant outside. So we're staying indoors, which means I'm sitting on the floor with my kitty blanket armor on my legs to protect my legs from horrible kitty shredding effects, because that's what my cat's doing right now. She's trying to shred up my ankles and the bottoms of my feet with her kitty claws, because she says, "Oh, I'm Death Kitty." Yes, you're fluffy love baby. I'm not Death Kitty. You attacked me last week. What's that sound? Am I the only one who can hear that? Anyway, I thought my cat was going to attack me last night too, but it turns out she didn't. Oh, I need some tea. And since I'm sitting here, we got to do the pour the tea on the knee trick, which is always a good trick. These are the leaves from yesterday. If I time everything just right, I can drink Da Hong Pao 2 days in a row. Okay, now the cat gets up because she wants to know what I'm drinking. Has to turn on. You don't like Da Hong Pao, remember? Last night I was taking a bath, drinking Da Hong Pao in the bathtub and reading my book, James Clavell's Noble House, if anybody's wondering. And I'm reading my book, drinking the tea, and I've got my teacup on the side of the bathtub. Where are you going? Okay, kitties are taking off. So the cat walks in, and she starts pawing at the cup. Because I don't know what she doesn't like about Da Hong Pao, but she doesn't. She starts, you know, yeah, then she got up on the side of the of the tub and started trying to knock the teacup off of the bathtub. I'm like, no, 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 no. We do not knock the Da Hong Pao off the off the tub. It was so funny. And it was right when I was getting to this really good part in the book. So I'm trying to read and read and read, and I'm trying to pour and drink tea. You know, the tea carafe is sitting on the floor of the bathroom. The teacup is on the edge of the bathtub, so I can reach down and grab the carafe, pour it into the teacup. So I'm trying to do this and drink tea and read the book during the best part. And the cat's trying to knock the teacup off the edge of the counter. That's not a good baby. That's a bad baby. Oh, we do not do that. Oh, this is good tea. So delicious. Ay, 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 he says. In fact, I think I need to pour some more. Here's a new pouring trick. Balance the teacup on the side of my leg. Wait, there's a cat hair in it. Get that cat hair out of there. Get that. Now we got to check it up against the bright light. Yeah, okay, I think we're good. Rebalance the teacup. This is not good. This is not a good trick. I got to go back to my knee. A more stable platform. Yeah. But it's only stable when I got the bankies. All right, so we're going to put it on the edge of this Kleenex box here. Oh, yes, I do love to drink tea. I love drinking tea. It's so good. I really enjoyed tea for a long time. I can't remember how old I was when I started drinking tea, but I was pretty damn young. I was, geez. I don't think I was 10 years old. Oh, yeah. When I started getting hooked, and I don't remember how it happened. I remember drinking something else. I wanted to drink hot chocolate or something, and my mom was like, no, it's bad for you, blah, 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 you know, fake mom crap. Oh, what else can I drink? Well, I'll drink some tea then. Okay. Hey. This stuff is pretty good. Oh, yes. Nice. Speaking of pretty good, I want to go to musical interlude because yesterday, after we had our little musical interlude, and I said, oh, there's one thing we're not going to listen to today, but the more and more I thought about it last night, the more and more I think we need to listen to this today. And is it just me, or do we have a crazy noise floor today? Am I the only person who can hear this? I might be, but it's not going to matter because we're going to listen to an old analog recording here today as part of our musical interlude. We're back to Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah. And we're going with Rapper's Delight, the full version, because, you know, sometimes that's just what needs to happen.
Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got 2 big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G. My mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise to the shore, shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I'm singing on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, to Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skiddle bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, well, cause you rock in a row with us so much so, you can rock. 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. To the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so well that you can't speak and do a thing but a rock and a shuffle your feet and let it change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on, Hank, sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the bomb.
When I'm the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the 3 MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Tretter's trio, I win the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day. I sit down and write a brand new rhyme because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I
I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the bitch's rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop, y'all, I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest of Master D so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock on one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling all right. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then this fly, fly girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her wise ass shoe. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make your boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2, and let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut the jams and make it free for you to party. Got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove for you to dance. You got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now, if the system's on and the girls are there, you definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you danced on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we cool to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girls, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, repeat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on, until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now, he's guaranteed to throw down. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down. It's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. Beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finishing, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock?
Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me too? The shoo-be-doo. I said, I come on, make the people move.
I go toot the hose and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was only 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife's dead old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse and a little black book. It's filled with rhymes and I know you wanna look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is called originality, because my rhymes are on. From what you've heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight on. I take a jock, y'all, a beat, y'all, a left rock, y'all. Get no stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friends. I like that, y'all. To the beat, y'all. A beat, y'all. Get no stop. A Master G. A Marmelo. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like Johnny Carson on the late show. I like fucking Crocker in stereo. I like the bar case singing Holy Ghost. The sound to throw down. I definitely the most dislike my man, a Captain Sky. He's named D. Earn with the super sperm. We rock and we don't stop. Get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you feel. Can come alive, girl, get on your feet. I like a Pappy Mason without a case, like Vera Fonda without her face, like the bar case on the mic, like getting right down for you to not like moving your body so you don't know how. Right to the rhythm and throw down, like coming alive to the Master G, the brother who rocks so viciously. And at the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it through. At the age of three, it was you and me rocking to the sounds of the Master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor giving all the feet what they bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no job with the Master G. No, the way live. At the age of six, I wasn't picking up sticks, rapping to the beat. My thing was lit. At the age of seven, I was rocking in heaven. Don't you know? I went off. I gotta run all down to the beat. You see, getting right all down, making all the girls just take off the cross to the beat, to beat, to the double beat. That makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great to live night to see. I had a day. At the age of nine, I was a right on time to live night to see. I had a father rhyme. I'm going on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I'm staying on and on and on. I'm a hell of a man when I'm on the mic, and I am the definite beast of life. I'm the hell of a man when I'm on the mic. I am the definite beast of life. You call me the Master G, you see the fucking
What the hell was that? Somebody screwed up there. That was not me. That was Clowny McClownface, who tried to apparently do this wrong. But anyway, we were at the end there anyway, it doesn't matter. That was, of course, the Sugar Hill Gang with their cautionary tale to warn us away from the depravity of sucker MCs. And their song, Rapper's Delight, it's a classic. It's oh so good, and I wish the end wasn't messed up there, but somebody was probably using Audacity to, regardless, what you really need to know is that I'm done. I got other stuff I need to do. I need to find some food. I have to not catch coronavirus, and I got to see what my cat's doing upstairs, because I'm hearing some very weird noises. You, on the other hand, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My throat's going, my sinuses are going. We got to end this. So this is the part where I say, blah, 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 goodbye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.